Question 6. Isn't the Bible a myth or fairy tale? Are history and science books fairy tale too? No, myth or fairy tale would have well-documented historical facts, places, people and events that actually existed. They say you can tell the size of a ship by the wake it leaves. The larger the wake, the larger the ship. Similarly, there has never been a person greater than Yeshua. His impact on the world throughout the centuries, his impact on helping humanity, his definition of love, his impact on the value of life, and his impact on eternity beyond death. You may ignore one or two of these, however, even one of them is sufficiently significant to prove that he is the greatest. What more would you need to convince you that the Bible is the Word of God? If you are struggling with supernatural events, then surely it is because you don't believe in God. If you did, then it wouldn't be a struggle because God created all things, therefore he can do all things. Even the birth of a child in the womb, which has been accepted as normal, was at one point a miracle. Did you know that there are many supernatural events in the Bible that are recorded in other sources? Here are a few. Middle. Creation account in Genesis 1, also in the Ebla tablet. Lord of heaven and earth, the earth was not, you created it, the light of day was not, you created it, the morning light you had not yet made exist. Middle. Flood destroying the world Genesis 6-8 also found in the Sumerian Kings. Middle. The plagues God poured out on Egypt Exodus 7-12 dating back to -450 BC, are also recorded in the Egyptian hieroglyphics called Ipua Papyrus. Middle. God's word tells us that the earth was one mass that split apart after the flood -2300 BC, 1 Chronicles 1:19, dating back to -500 BC. It was only very recently that people have been able to prove that the earth was at one point, one mass that split apart. Middle. God's word says that the physical world is made up of frequency, God spoke it into existence, Genesis 1. Hebrews 11, 3, dating back to -4000 BC, scientists have only recently proven that the physical is made up of a variation of frequency and that nothing is truly solid. Middle. God revealed to Isaiah that the earth was round, Isaiah 40, 22 dating back to -700 BC, and to Job that it hung upon nothing, Job 26, 7 dating back to -1900 BC. Only recently scientists have discovered this. However, for centuries prior, Greek philosophers and religions either believed that the earth was flat with an endpoint, or it was on some kind of giant or animal. So why do some reject God's message when there is so much evidence? Yeshua said, "For the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them." Matthew 13:14-15. Paul said, "Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead." Acts 17:30-31. Question 7. Do you believe Jonah was swallowed by a whale, really? Yes, if it was possible then it wouldn't be a miracle. Only with God all things are possible. There are bigger miracles than Jonah. How about getting all the animals to the ark, parting the Red Sea that they walked through on dry land, keeping the sun in the sky for nearly a day, making the sun rotation go backwards, making a person born blind see, making the maimed whole, walking on water, dividing 5 loaves and 2 fish amongst 5,000 plus people that they were filled, and raising the dead, etc. If the Bible had no supernatural events, why would anyone need to believe this God? Isn't the supernatural the proof that God exists and reaching out to those who want to know him? Question 8. Why doesn't God stop rape and the killing of the innocent? Most people who ask this question generally do nothing to help those in need. God has given everyone the responsibility to help others, but they justify their lack of helping others by accusing God. However, the answer to this question is simple: free will, that God has given to mankind. To remove this free will is to destroy mankind and love. If you don't like this world's design, then what world design would you recommend? Which one would enable people to express the most love voluntarily to God and to others? Here are the four potential worlds: 1. Total wipeout, no creation at all. 2. The ability to only choose good and God, basically robots. 3. The ability to choose good or evil, but God stops every evil action or accident just before it happens. What do you think will happen? This will cause people to resent God for continually stopping them. They would see this as forced love and grow to hate Him. 4. Or this world we have today, where there is free will to love God or not, but we live with the consequences. This is the ultimate environment to express love voluntarily to God and others. Therefore, suffering is the evidence that God has given free will to mankind and how they have abused it. For example, who kills more of the innocent, more than any disease or natural disaster in history? Humans. Millions of children killed each year through legalized murder called abortion. It is obvious that God's will is not always being done on earth. That's why Yeshua told us to pray, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven," Matthew 6:9-10. Question 9. Surely God can do anything, therefore why didn't he stop this or that? God cannot do anything he wants, as he has limited himself by his own word, Psalm 138:2, Amos 3:7. Here are a few examples. 1. He operates within his law. Have you ever read in Ezekiel 22, where God, in his mercy, wanted to save a group of people who had broken his laws and thereby they were going to receive the consequences? At the same time, God sought for an escape for those people because they did it in ignorance. This escape is also found in his word: if a righteous person could intercede for them, then he could cover their sins, Exodus 8:9. 1 Samuel 2:25, Ezekiel 14:14, however he couldn't find anyone, therefore he had to destroy them. God said, "So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall, and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found no one. Therefore, I have poured out my indignation on them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. And I have recompensed their deeds on their own head," Ezekiel 22:30-31. God said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children," Hosea 4:6-2. God continually extends his hand to help people, but their disobedience limits him. Yes, again and again they tempted God, and limited the Holy One of Israel, Psalm 78:41. Did you ever think that someone could limit God? 3. Even though God wants to help people, their tradition makes his word of no effect in their life, Mark 7:13. Did you ever think something could make the word of God powerless in a person's life? 4. Even though God wants to miraculously heal or set people free, unbelief of people prevents him, Matthew 13:58, Mark 9:23. 5. Even though his will is that all be saved, 1 Timothy 2:3-4, not all are being saved. Why? Because people resist Holy Spirit's involvement in their life through pride, Acts 7:51, Romans 1:24-26, 1 Peter 5:5. Did you ever think that someone could resist God and resist his will? Even though God has given mankind the authority to rule over the earth, Genesis 1:28, mankind has abused this authority. God will not go back on it but will hold them accountable. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, But the earth hath he given to the children of men, Psalm 115, 16. Question 10. People wanted to find meaning, so they created God. God was always there, but people's rebellion for centuries has been to replace God. It is people who started creating meaning without God. So it is the other way around. Atheism is newer than theism. Inherently people know of God, however people are taught there is no God by some evil educational institutions. Some things to think about. Middle dot, would mankind really incriminate themselves? Middle dot, why would they feel bad if they did something wrong, unless the law of God is imprinted on their conscience? The law of God is common sense to those who are brought up with Christian assumptions. Middle dot, if someone created something that didn't exist, then surely if they implemented the rules of this God they created, then nothing would happen, right? Look at those nations who implemented the Ten Commandments, or try implementing them yourself to see what happens. Middle dot, look at the most influential person in history, Yeshua. What did / does he say, and what was / is his impact? But the real question is, are you trying to avoid God? Or if you knew more than 50% that God wanted you to know him, what would you do differently going forward? Or do you need 100% convincing? Oh, what are the chances that there is no creator who put life together? Give me a percentage from 0-100%. If less than 100%, why the doubt? Expound of it. If 100%, could you be wrong? If no, why not? Oh, what would God need to do to show you that Yeshua is the only one to surrender your life to, and have you asked God for this? One day when you die and stand before God, what will you say to him when he asks you why you have rejected his son? Would you blame him or accept your fate? Oh, do you think God has rejected you? For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God, John 3:17-21.